This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. UN peacekeeping troops say they have retaken control of a city in the Central African Republic, captured 2 weeks ago by armed groups waging an offensive against the government. Rebels abandoned their position in Bangassou, 750 kilometers east of the capital, Bangui, and fled the city following an ultimatum on Friday from the UN peacekeeping force known as MINUSCA. That's according to the force's spokesman late on Saturday. Armed groups waging a nationwide offensive captured the city on January 3rd, forcing many residents to flee to the Democratic Republic of Congo. A spokesman for MINUSCA's military component said the UN force intervened to stop attempts at looting overnight Friday to Saturday. Six of the most powerful armed groups in the nation, who have occupied roughly two-thirds of the country for 8 years, united a month ago to wage an offensive. The coalition announced their offensive ahead of the December 27th presidential and legislative vote. Landlocked CAR is one of the world's poorest nations and has seen a string of coups and wars since it gained independence from France in 1960. Indonesia's emergency agency said Sunday that the death toll from Friday's 6.2 magnitude earthquake now stands at 73. The agency said more than 820 people were injured and over 27,800 left their homes after the earthquake. Some sought refuge in the mountains, while others went to cramped evacuation centers. A spokesman for the agency added that police and military officers have been deployed to crack down on looting in several parts of the affected region. An emergency response status intended to help rescue efforts has also been put in place for 2 weeks. Meanwhile, the head of Indonesia's meteorological agency said another quake in the region could trigger a tsunami. This is VOA News. India's COVID-19 vaccination drive had a successful start, with more than 190,000 people receiving their first shots and no one hospitalized for major side effects. That's according to India's health ministry. Authorities have given emergency use approval for two vaccines, one made by Oxford AstraZeneca and one made in India. It's the Indian-developed Covaxin, which has yet to complete its phase 3 trials. India hopes to immunize some 300 million people in the country of 1.3 billion by July. Frontline workers such as hospital staff, people over 50, and those deemed to be at high risk due to pre-existing medical conditions are on the short list to receive the vaccines. Officials had hoped to inoculate 300,000 people on Saturday, but said glitches with an app used to coordinate and monitor the process meant not all potential recipients were alerted. U.S. law enforcement officials are geared up for pro-Trump marches in all 50 state capitals this weekend, erecting barriers and deploying thousands of National Guard troops to try to prevent the kind of violent attack that happened on the U.S. Capitol building January the 6th. The FBI warned police agencies of possible armed protests outside of all 50 state capitol buildings starting Saturday through Inauguration Day, January 20th. They fear unrest might be fueled by supporters of President Trump who believe his false claims of electoral fraud. A memo released Saturday by U.S. President-elect Joe Biden says in his first hours as president after Wednesday's inauguration ceremony, he plans to take executive action to roll back some of the most controversial decisions of President Trump and to address the raging coronavirus pandemic. He's expected to begin a 10-day blitz of executive actions, which can be taken without waiting for congressional approval. Mr. Biden plans to end President Trump's restriction on immigration to the United States from some Muslim-majority countries, move to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord, and mandate mask wearing on federal property and during interstate travel. President-elect Joe Biden is filling out his State Department team with a group of former career diplomats and veterans of the Obama administration. A transition official says Biden will nominate Wendy Sherman as Deputy Secretary of State and Victoria Nuland as Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs. Those are the second and third highest ranking posts in the department. You can keep up on the election stories, or the inauguration stories rather, and all the stories we're covering at the VOA website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.